Good evening. I'm Kevin Baird with the KUAC News Minor Update. As the Alaska State Legislature gets closer to its 90-day mark, only 20 days away, it appears that progress has slowed to a crawl Monday afternoon following a caucus splintering vote to expand the 2018 Permanent Fund dividend. The State House of Representatives held a floor session Tuesday morning that lasted just over 5 minutes before recessing to call for the chair, which later turned into a recess for the day. In addition, more than a dozen committee meetings were canceled or postponed, leaving the sparse schedule built of a Senate Finance Committee, a House Finance meeting, and only a handful of others. In a Senate Finance Committee meeting that lasted just over half an hour, the committee postponed discussion of the operating budget, noting that the budget had not made it out of the House yet. The committee did, however, pass two smaller bills out of the committee. Senate Bill 154, sponsored by Senator David Wilson, a Republican from Wasilla, would create a program that allows state residents to donate part or all of their PFD back to the state's general fund. The Senate Finance Committee also passed Senate Bill 86, sponsored by Senator John Coghill, a Republican out of North Pole, out of committee Tuesday afternoon. Senate Bill 86, if adopted, would repeal a current state law requiring legislative approval of the Alaska Railroad Corporation to sell or lease land for more than 95 years. A Fairbanks North Star Borough plan to close and demolish the aging Mary Saya Recreation Center is the first of several expected moves to address an estimated $400 million maintenance backlog at more than 200 facilities. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Barbara Bell says she just got back Sunday from her job on the North Slope. And she says one of the first things she wanted to do was take her 4-year-old granddaughter Madison to the Mary Saya Rec Center for a swimming lesson.
She loves to swim.
But Bell says she was disappointed when her daughter told her borough officials were considering closing Mary Saya and demolishing it.
She said, oh, well, did you hear on the news that they were going to close the pool? And I was literally heartbroken. I thought, oh, my goodness, what a loss for the community.
Mike Bork is director of the Borough Parks and Recreation Department. He says he's been hearing a lot about the proposal to close the rec center.
I've been getting it all weekend on social media.
Bork says a lot of the people who've talked to him about the closure didn't take the news as well as Bell did.
There's very much an emotional reaction going on right now, and I fully understand that.
The proposal to close and demolish Mary Saya, first reported Monday in the Fairbanks Daily News Miner, is the first of several backlog maintenance projects that Borough Mayor Carl Castle says he and his staff will propose as they're working on next year's budget, which the Assembly will likely consider approving in early May.
And the reason we're starting with Mary Saya is the age of the facility and the fact that it is going to require several million dollars over the next couple of years just to keep it open for 1 year or 2 years.
Castle says he and his staff concluded renovating Mary Saya wouldn't be practical because its long list of badly needed repairs would cost at least a couple million dollars and would require closing the popular facility for at least 6 months.
The pool's leaking. The plaster in the pool is cracked and leaking, as well as the concrete substructure is also cracked and leaking. And so the whole pool itself needs a major rebuild, which is obviously very expensive.
The mayor says the building's design is inefficient and no longer complies with state building code. And he says it makes no economic sense to invest more money in the facility.
It just is not a wise expenditure of funds on that facility right now. We're better served by using that money to build a new aquatic center.
The mayor is proposing to replace the rec center and eventually the Hammy Pool with a $35 million aquatics center that would be financed through the sale of bonds that he hopes the Assembly will place on this fall's municipal election ballot.
Hammy also is really beyond its lifespan and has enough issues with it that it does need to come down at some point in the semi-near future, like the next 3 to 5 years.
Castle says the Westcott Pool in North Pole should be good for another 5 to 10 years. Bell, who's been coming to Mary Saya since her kids were young, says she now agrees it should come down.
I would imagine that this place has got a lot of problems. You know, I mean, there's no fault of its own, but that it's old. You know, and it needs to be upgraded.
Bell says she was relieved to hear that borough officials were considering asking voters to approve the bond issue to build an aquatic center.
It'll be more efficient, it'll be easier to maintain, easier and cheaper. And I just believe that it'd be just a great thing for the community.
Bork says he's heard that from some area residents, and he thinks many of those who've said they're unhappy with the proposal may not have been aware of the backlog of maintenance at Maryseay and 217 other borough facilities. He says some were relieved when he told them that he and his staff are trying to schedule most, if not all, the Maryseay classes and swim time at the Hammy Pool.
We're going to do everything we possibly can to make it as easy of a transition, as smooth of a transition, as positive as a transition as possible.
Bork says the closure and demolition of Maryseay won't require the borough to lay off staff because they'll be reassigned to run the same classes at Hammy Pool. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Kevin Baird.